You're listening to the Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive podcast from Newstalk ZB.
The Prime Minister has tossed this hot potato that is the role of the Police Minister to Jindy Anderson, as we've been discussing today. Now, Anderson was a civilian member of police staff for over a decade before she became an MP. She's not so experienced as a Cabinet Minister. She was only sworn in last month. Sunny Koshal is the chair of the Dairy and Business Owners Group. He's with us now. Hi, Sunny.
Kia ora, Heather.
Did you pick her as Police Minister?
Look, we were expecting that the Prime Minister Hipkins would come up with someone with a high ranking or someone with very high experience to be the police minister. But a low-ranked cabinet minister with just 2 months of experience, it shows that the government is not serious about tackling this chronic problem with violent crime in New Zealand. As you have rightly said, you know, the retail crime is up 40%. Every day we are still facing those ram raids, those smash and grabs, and it's impacting every New Zealander's life.
Sunny, what do you want?
So you're not holding.
You're not holding your breath. No, what do you want from her? If you sat down with her, and I hope you do get the chance to sit down with her, and she says, right, so what's the one thing I can do for you? What would you say?
Yeah, see, first of all, I mean, I would table the same agenda which we tabled on 19th October to Chris Hipkins when he was the police minister. You know, that was the manifesto where we offered the solutions. You know, the government need to get tough on crime. They need to come clear. They need to back up the police. And they need to make sure that every New Zealander is feeling safe. Right now, that's not happening. What they're saying is not being done. So they need to walk the talk.
Yeah, but what do you want?
I mean,
what
is
it? What does it mean? Do you want more police officers? Do you want tougher sentences? Do you want ability to you know, fog cabins, cannons, to get people out of the shops? What is it?
Look, I mean, this starts first. They must accept there's a crime emergency. You know, once they know that, you know, there is an emergency, we need the solutions, we need the tools to deal with it. And that also starts with the more policing, the more visible policing. And the police needs the power. The police need the backup. And right now, that's not happening. Then the judicial system, which is now in shambles right now. And then this smoke-free out here, you know, the legislation that has been passed now, that's again like a dartboard game. So there's a whole lot of things that need to be done, and MSD need to come on board. They need to put a microscope on those families and those kids who are, you know, nobody knows what they're doing and who is in control. And that starts with the strong leadership with the Prime Minister. I think he should have taken the police minister portfolio again, and he should have completed those things which he failed to complete when he was the police minister.
Sunny, it's good to talk to you. Thank you so much for your time. Sunny Koshal, the Dairy and Business Owners Group Chair.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays, or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.